Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, well, the 2024 Masters is underway, as if you couldn't tell by our music right there. Several players already on the course today. Max Homa, already one under today. I'm looking at the leaderboard. He's now one shot off the lead. And, of course, the lead is Bryson DeChambeau. And here to talk with us about it on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the Wester Hotline is our good buddy and the golf director at Golf Dojo, as well as co-host of Tee to Green here on WGR on Saturday mornings, Jeff Mitas. Jeff, it's Sal and Joe. Good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good to hear your voices again. Talk to you again. It's like Christmas week for guys like me, the Masters. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it is, right? I mean, is it your favorite? Is it your favorite major, or do you have one?
Oh, it's my favorite. Yeah, without question, it's the coolest. It's like a rite of spring. It's the history, the tradition, the everything, the course. It's everything that you grew up as a kid dreaming about as a golfer, wanting to win. Like if you could pick one tournament to win in your life, I can't imagine any other tournament than the Masters that I would pick.
Even with the delays, you know, the weather delays, you know, you look on TV and you see it's just always so beautiful there. But they did have the weather delay, and it reminded me of what happened here last year and the talk, at least, of PGA and moving it to May and Rochester. And, you know, you look and look, you're going to have weather delays in a lot of different places, no matter if you're playing in California or Florida or Augusta. But I do wonder, after what happened last year, or at least not what happened, but of the talk going into last year, I should say, Jeff, with the PGA and, you know, how it all played out, which was great. Like, do you think that that's something that they'll revisit coming back here with a major in Rochester again?
The PGA? Least a few years. You know, that's the whole Northeast. It's not just Oak Hill.
Right.
Anything in the Northeast in the spring, you're going to have those kind of situations. I know there, you know, because of the change, there are some different venues. Also, the PGA is looking to, they like a lot more prime time. So I think you'll see some more West Coast things because they do like having the prime time golf on. So that's a consideration. There's no better facility in the world to host an event than Oak Hill. They've hosted every major that could possibly be, from the Ryder Cup, the men's amateur, women's events, PGA championships, U.S. Open. So they, if anybody can handle it, it's Oak Hill. But the Northeast is the weather is definitely a consideration. And, but you know, the Masters is a different story because they have sub-air systems and they, you know, they can suck water out of the greens with these underground systems that they have for keeping the greens dry. And that's a whole different animal. I don't know if Oak Hill has that. I can't recall, but the Northeast facilities are definitely at a disadvantage going forward for May golf. Yes.
Yeah. Augusta is crazy with that stuff. How long until they have walls that block the wind, right? Because it's been crazy wind this week. They'll have that in no time, I'm sure.
They already control the tributary to Rays Creek so it doesn't rise or fall too much during the event, and they ice down the azaleas so they bloom at the proper time. Yeah, so
yeah.
There's an unlimited budget there, so it's definitely a different animal.
All right, Bryson DeChambeau yesterday comes out smoking hot, 7-under. He tees off here within the hour. Were you surprised at that, to see that from him?
I was, yeah. I know he shot a 59 earlier this year. He's on the LIV Tour, so we don't see much of him. And, you know, he's obviously a talented athlete and a gifted golfer. You know, and power and length are an advantage. I think he's an underrated wedge player. But I was surprised. Yeah, I didn't anticipate that from him. You know, you anticipate Scottie Scheffler to go out there and shoot a great score and stuff like that. But I didn't know what to know about DeChambeau, but he played very, very well. And, you know, it's going to be he's going to have to keep firing like that if he's going to beat Scottie Scheffler this week.
Is Augusta typically more favorable to the big hitters like DeChambeau's and others?
There sure is an advantage there because of the par fives, and length is always an advantage. Proximity to the hole is the number one factor in scoring in golf. And like if on 15 and 13, if you can get it around the corner, or 8, you can get all those par fives. If you can get them around the corners and stuff, you definitely have an advantage. It's a very long golf course. I want to say 7,700 yards. And the chairman was talking about this week that they hope they don't have to move it to 8,000 yards, but they're considering it in the future if they don't change the golf ball.
We have gone this far without asking about Tiger Woods, and you always have to pretty much bring him up right away. What'd you think of his round yesterday? And he is 1-through-1 already this morning after finishing the last 5 this morning, right?
You know, I thought yesterday he looked great. You know, he's still a tremendous ball striker, still carrying the ball with his driver well over 300 yards. His short game, you know, he got up and down from behind 12, is still amazing. But this morning, to watch him play, he looked much more labored. He didn't look as fluid. You know, it's going to be a tough day for Tiger to make the cut because he already looks like he's hurting, and he's still got 18 more to go. And if you've ever been to Augusta, I know everybody says this, the golf course is so hilly, so much elevation change. Going from like 1 down to the corner of 13 there is such a big hill. And to walk that, if you're tired and fatigued, and to walk 24 holes in a day or whatever it is, it you know, it's tough for anybody. I mean, these guys are professional athletes, tremendously fit. Tiger's tremendously fit. But when there's pain involved, he looks labored and in pain as I watch him. So I'm a little concerned if he's going to be able. He's the greatest player ever. So if anybody can find a way, he will. But it'll be an interesting watch this afternoon.
Yeah, he just, by the way, stuck one within a couple of feet. I think he's got a short birdie putt coming up to get back to even. But I've said the same thing, Jeff. Like, when he bends down to look at putts, like, I feel like he doesn't even want to get down on his knees. So, seeing what he did early yesterday, too, and, like, the state of his swing, he said, like, I'll always have my hands. Is the state of his game just simply the body, right? Like, if I played a hypothetical of he could walk fine normally and didn't get in the accident, that he would still be out here at this age, still at least competing for majors?
I would say that definitely. His body, his swing is morphed because of his injuries. And you can see that if you study the videos of his swing. And, you know, he's still one of the fittest, one of the strongest, one of the most mature. You know, he's still got the short game. I think without, you know, the car accident, the back, multiple back surgeries, multiple knee surgeries, fused ankle. I mean, what hasn't he had done? And he does say he's always in pain, and it looks like it, but he's not. He'll never use that as an excuse. He still goes out and competes, and that's the way he's wired. But yeah, if he was 100% healthy or even close to it, I still think he'd be someone to be, he'd be a dominant force. He'd be winning tournaments still on the PGA Tour.
This question just shows how great this guy is for me to even ask this. Is there anything that's concerning with John Rahm? I mean, he's one over, though, right? I mean, he's 36, tied for 36, but not like he was horrible yesterday, but I was expecting a little bit better.
Yeah, it's hard, too. You know, there's you go in a round like that, you have such expectations. You're the defending champion. There's all the other stuff that goes around with that. And, you know, I'm sure he's been playing pretty good. It's hard to keep up with these guys on the live tour. So you don't know how they're playing coming in. He's the defending. He's a great player. He's still not out of it, but he's going to have a really good day today. And sometimes that first round's hard. You know, if you don't get off to a good start, it was a tough day. There was a lot of wind yesterday. First rounds, you never know what's going to happen, right? You played some practice rounds and are you making putts? And then between rounds, usually you can start to make some adjustments on things you didn't do well. So I would expect him to play better today, but it was a really, really difficult day yesterday. And you can see if you're a little bit off, how your score would reflect that.
So when you look at the top of the leaderboard as it stands, DeChambeau, Homa, Scheffler. Scheffler's the favorite. I mean, that's still deserved, right? It's only one shot back and there's a lot of golf left.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, he's Tiger-esque this year as far as ball striking and everything else. And it's something we haven't seen. Like, we've had players come, Rory, that everybody's – there's been a lot of players since Tiger was at his peak, and no one's put up these kind of ball striking, scrambling, everything but the putting, and now he's kind of in the middle of the pack and getting better at putting. And if he starts to do that, he's a favorite for a reason. He's won – I think he's won twice, and he finished second in the last couple of weeks. He's just – He's so much better than everybody right now that he's head and shoulders as a favorite. My fear is that he's going to run away with this event because he's that good right now.
Speaking of putting, a general question about golf that I need to ask you. I have noticed a lot more guys are doing the backhand thing. Okay, so I putt left-handed, and for me it would be then basically crossing the hands over and holding it like a right hand, even though I'm standing left-handed. If that makes sense for everybody who's listening out there, that's what I mean.
It's called crossing.
Why is that? Do you see it? Why is that? And should I switch?
You know, when I get beginners, I often try to, if I have a raw beginner who's never putted, or like I put a lot of people into the cross-handed putting grip early. It has certain advantages. You know, Arnold Palmer famously said he wished he had started as a cross-handed putter. The reason it's an advantage, there's a couple reasons. A, it levels out your shoulders because instead of your right shoulder being lower than the left because your right hand's lower than your left hand's lower. And they're also, people tend to get flippy through their wrist break and hinge and stuff like that. And when that left hand is on the bottom, that doesn't happen. And also, your right hand, it presets it in a really nice angle. I'm talking about right-handed golfers right now, where there's a little bit of hinge in it. I do think there's certain advantages to it. The disadvantage, it's not how you hit every other shot, and so your feel might be different. But
right.
if you can learn to putt that way, in my mind, it may be a technically better way to putt.
I would think it might be also a little bit easier if you have experience playing hockey, because it would be like a normal backhand in hockey, right?
Yeah, I could go with that. Yeah, I mean, hockey players have an advantage because they know where the bottom is and they create a lot of speed, and yeah, they're great athletes. I don't know. Yeah, backhand,
no.
Yeah, because you're using...
Thinking of it the wrong way. You're not backhanding it like in hockey. Now I'm doing it with my hands here as I sit here, Joe. I don't know. I would have to be... No, because you're crossing the hands over. I don't know. Joe, have you thought about this? You don't backhand, right? Do you just putt?
No,
you're a right-handed golfer. You putt normally right-handed.
Yeah.
Right.
I have thought about like taking a winter, though, and learning to do it the other way, because I think maybe it was in a book that Tiger said like one regret he had in his career, or if he could go back and change one thing about his career, is that he would flip his hands putting.
Wow.
Yeah. Cross-handed,
really?
Yeah. A lot of people will say that. Like I said, I think it's a technically better way. If you're a right-handed golfer, all your feel's in your right hand, and it's just a little higher position, and it takes some of the wiggle out of the putter, and it levels everything out. It's an excellent technique to putt. And like I said, I have a lot of women golfers that I teach here at the dojo, and beginner golfers, and
right.
Anybody who I get started, if I give them a putting lesson, I'll always recommend it. If I can get them started, they've never held a putter, I often will do it that way based on the player, because I do think long term, if you can learn it that way, it's a great way to putt.
Now, I remember a few years ago, there was all I know COVID had a little bit to do with some of the stuff, but we have all these new rules kind of from USGA, and, you know, speed of play rules, the out of bounds rules, the being on the green rules with the flag, but also the putters and, you know, the length of them. What about anything new, anything that's coming up this year? Is anything we need to know about in golf this year? Is anything that's changed in golf that anybody needs to know? I mean, from whether it's equipment or pace of play, anything that either the PGA watching for or the USGA, if your average golfer goes out there and wants to play this summer?
Well, I think the big announcement is the ball is going to change in, I think, 4 years.
Okay.
Or that's what they're hoping to achieve. Rolling back the ball, so like Rory would lose, I think it's 3-5% what they would say the new golf ball would. And the reason for that is because, you know, Augusta has the money to bump it back to 8,000 yards. But, you know, all your other facilities, I don't know if it's good for golf or bad for golf. I go day by day. I know we put restrictions on the initial velocity and the coefficient return on the golf balls and all that. And maybe we're at the minimum or maximum of that as it is. But I know it, but it has advantages because the ball will curve more and there's other things you can do with a spinnier ball. But other than that, you know, they never call slow play penalties on the tour. Very, very seldom. I know they did it at the PGA last year on a guy. But equipment is always new, you know, but drivers are way better than they were 10, 15 years ago. Irons are, you know, there's always some kind of technology leap, but it's very, very incremental. So there's nothing that would jump off the page this year to say, wow, everybody's great, gaining an advantage, like when the Pro V1 came out or, you know, certain drivers first came out. Those days are kind of gone. I think that every improvement in those categories will be mostly incremental because we're kind of at the limits of what we can do with equipment at this point.
Can you explain the new golf ball? Like, what are they changing?
I believe it's the initial velocity. They have all these tests. They have an iron by iron machine. I'm not super well versed. I understand. I've read about it. But they basically, the golf ball goes very, very far and high right now. And it doesn't spin. You know, if you're of a certain age, you remember a lot of golf balls that would cut and, but you could do much more with them. They didn't last very long, but you could curve them way better and spin them way better and hit them higher and hit them lower. Now the golf ball basically goes high, straight, and far, which is great for your average golfer, and it's great for golf. But the new golf ball would take a little bit of distance off. They would just skim off some of the distance. There's still all the variables that you could have with dimple design, so what trajectory, what kind of spin rate, all that stuff will still be available, but they're going to take some of the initial distance away just because the game has changed. You know, everybody's 6'3", and supremely athletic, creating, you know, 185 miles an hour ball speed, and they're just punishing golf courses. And they want to, you mentioned Oak Hill and all these great courses in the Northeast. If the golf ball, if players hit it so far, they become obsolete. That's what they don't want. They want to be able to rotate back to your wing foots and your Pine Valleys and all these courses that were built 100 years ago that have history. But maybe the golf ball now has made them not obsolete, but less effective for major championships.
By the way, speak for yourself on hitting long, high, and far. I wish my ball would go long, high, and far.
I played with you. You're very consistent. You had a power fade. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. I do have that little fade that goes on.
Yeah, you can tell
after the Masters. Yeah, that's right. After the Masters, we're looking at Valhalla. By the way, guys, that is Eric Woods' golf club in Louisville, where he plays. Valhalla is the PGA. Pinehurst this year, Pinehurst number 2 for the U.S. Open, and Royal Troon in Scotland. How does the major schedule and the locations fit for you, Jeff? How do you like it?
Well, it's a great rota. I mean, there's usually, the Masters is always the same, so that's great.
Yep.
And that's why, part of the reason we love it. And if you go last month, we had the Players' Championship at Sawgrass. People like that because it's back to course. And then we get into where they start to change the courses for the next 3 events every year. The PGA has been at Valhalla before. Great golf course. Hilly. I mean, yeah, it's great on TV. The U.S. Open, that's always great. That'll be burned out and dry midsummer. You know, it'll be difficult in the U.S. Open. and Royal Troon. That's typical. We can't even call it British Open. It's the Open golf tournament.
Right.
Those are all great tournaments, and I think that's part of the reason, as we circle back to talk about the golf ball, because they want to keep those golf courses in play for these events.
All right. Hey, Joe, you getting out anytime soon? You been out at all?
I haven't been out yet. Simulators, right?
It's still simulators, Joe.
Yeah. Golf dojo, baby.
Yeah.
I've never played a full round. I've never done that. I have to, and we've talked about it. I need to get to Golf Dojo, and part of the reason I had my pacemaker a couple months ago, and they said you can't golf, you can't even go to a simulator or a driving range because of the motion and all that. Now I can, so I need to get over there, Jeff. I need to do that. I need to get on a simulator because I've seen them. I've been to Golf Dojo. Oh my God, these things are amazing. The technology in these simulators are mind blowing.
Oh, the TrackMan. Yeah, we have TrackMans here. And that's what you'll see. All the shot tracers are TrackMan. Yeah. And the data they get, I mean, they're using radar to track the golf ball. I wish we had it 30 years ago, and everybody would be a much better player now than they were. Yeah, because of that kind of information, especially as an instructor, it gives you really great, accurate, reliable feedback when you're working with someone.
Jeff, what do we all got to do to get together and get Augusta to get off their high horse and let us play Augusta on the simulator?
That's a high horse. That's a good question. I'm sure it would cost a few dollars to get that licensing agreement. Yes. And I don't know if they... I don't think they're in anything.
They're with all that stuff, though, right? Like, they have one video game. They've never been in any of the other, like, Tiger Woods PGA games over time. I didn't even know this till the other day. Like, Jeremy told me about a time where they never televised the first, second, third, and fourth holes. Maybe for a while on TV. Like, they're just, you know, it's not surprising. It's the way they are. They're protective about their, it's like, you know, it's sacred ground.
But having said that, they've morphed. You know, they never televised. They've grown and I think gotten way better. They never let women be members. That's changed.
Right.
And the other thing is they've done so much for golf in the last few years. You know, the drive, chip, and putt thing on Sunday mornings where they bring kids from all over the country to qualify. I can't pronounce his name, the skinny Ashki Buck. He was the first guy who won last week. He was the first guy to be in the drive, chip, and putt and qualify for the Masters. So now he's playing, and he played in the drive, chip, and putt. They have the Augusta Women's National Amateur. They bought a golf course in town with the town, and they're going to renovate it over the next year and bring in architects. And it's going to be a hub for junior golf and for college and high school golf. So they give a lot to charity. They do a lot, but part of the reason their brand is so strong is because they don't put it. I also think they think it would be lost because playing Augusta is about the whole experience, right? So, and they want to keep that very, very pristine and putting it all over the world on simulators everywhere might take a little bit of the shine off their mystique, if that makes sense.
Jeff, you on the show tomorrow? Tee to green?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. We get 2 hours. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, nice.
That's going on. And it's always fun to talk about golf anytime.
All right. So 7 and 9 tomorrow then? 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow?
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. That's on WGR. And he's the director at Golf Dojo. And you can hear him and Brian on Tee to green tomorrow morning. I know Kevin Sylvester is on sometimes. Is Kevin, does he do Masters Radio too? Or is that not one that goes on that platform?
He works for the PGA Tour. So this is not a PGA Tour event. Like the majors, Masters runs the PGA Tour or the Masters. PGA of America runs the PGA Championship. USGA runs the Open, and the RNA runs the British Open, and every other event's basically run by the tour. So, and those are the events Kevin works.
Well, you'll be on tomorrow, and you guys will all be on tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us today. We really appreciate it. I know you have a busy schedule, but enjoy this weekend. I know you will.
Oh, it's the best weekend of the year. Have fun, guys, and thanks for calling.
All right, you got it. That is Jeff Mitas, director of golf at Golf Dojo. Yeah, Joe, I have not done this yet. I've been in front of a simulator. I've never actually played on one, and I did go to Golf Dojo and check it out. I've seen it. I know all about it. I wanted to before we went to Australia. I couldn't because of my physical limitation, but now I can, and it's time for me to get out. I'm actually going to Florida to play golf in 3 weeks for a couple days, and I need to do something to get out and that's got to be what it is. The only question I have is, and you can answer this, and I think I know the answer, judging by the way you've talked about it. Every time I think about it, I'm like, no, it can't be really that accurate, right? I guess it is.
I think it's pretty accurate. I think, I mean, not everything is going to be 100%, but I think it's pretty right. darn accurate. Like, it'll see your power fade, for sure. I'm a love simulators. There are times where I feel like I enjoy the simulator more than the actual course. Wow. It depends on the spot. Like, you know, a couple of me and my buddies are like talking last night, like, hey, why don't we just, like, Sunday for the final round. Why don't we just book the simulator? Well, they have the TVs right there in your own like personal room. We'll throw the final round on. We'll hit some shots while we'll play 18 at a course while they're playing. And you know, golf, there's a lot of downtime. While your buddy's hitting, you can look up at the screen and there's Max Homa, you know, hitting his shot. Speaking of Max Homa, by the way, he just birdied again. He's hot. Tied for first now.
I like Max Homa. What's your favorite course to play when you do these simulators? You have one?
I try to mix it up. Like, I don't know how many I've played more than once. I hate PGA National because it's all water. I'm not a big fan of St. Andrews because there's just not a lot to it. It's just kind of a flat ground. But I guess for the simulator, that could be good, too. What's my favorite course? Probably Pebble. It's hard to beat Pebble. There's iconic holes. Yeah, Pebble's probably it.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's like one of those things someone goes, man, yeah, Pebble Beach, I'd love to play. And you go, yeah, I've played it.
Yeah, and I see, I would never say that. I would never say, like, I've been to the Vegas airport. I would never tell someone I've been to Vegas. Same thing. I would never tell someone I've played Pebble.
Wait a minute. You have been to Vegas, though, right, or no?
No, just the airport.
Wow, I did not know that about you. I know you've gone to Nashville a couple times.
Yep, I've been to Nashville. You know. I've been to,
Phoenix, right? Because I know you've been out to Arizona.
I've been to Southern California, which I think is when we landed in the Vegas airport. It was not direct. Yeah. So I'm not going to Vegas. And you know who is going to Vegas? Did you see this last night? The Sabres had their season ticket or their fan appreciation night. A lot of giveaways and whatnot. Did you see the name that came across the screen?
I saw the name. Is it, you could tell, I want you to tell me. Is it our Ryan Gates?
Our Ryan
Gates.
Tell
everybody what happened.
Our Ryan Gates won a giveaway that the Sabres had last night. It is him. Yeah.
Because here's why I asked, Joe. I actually have another person who follows me on Twitter with the exact same name who's a Sabres and Bills fan.
Yeah. Nope, this is our Ryan Gates, corporate Gates, the man.
Oh
who
my gosh,
the man who I said should be barred from all drafts for eternity because he quit over Josh Allen going to the
yes.
Bills in the draft. He won a package that the Sabres were giving away to go to the NHL draft, and he and Brian Mazurowski from Down the Hall, WBN, they're season ticket holders, so they go to every game. And
wow,
they and also the luck. This is why I'm bringing this up because of Vegas. The luck involved. But the NHL draft this year, it's not in Columbus. You know, it's not in Minneapolis. Nothing
I know,
those
right?
cities. It's not in Buffalo. It's not in New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
The draft this year is at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Oh.
What the hell? So
our Ryan
this
Gates,
guy.
Who was the producer of Show Up in the Bulldog.
Yep.
Who said he would quit radio if the Bills drafted Josh Allen. And then the Bills drafted Josh Allen and he quit radio.
Mm-hmm.
He won last night on Sabres Fan Appreciation Night.
Yep.
A trip to the NHL draft.
Yep. In Vegas.
In Vegas.
At the
wow.
Sphere.
Okay.
Pretty sweet.
And then on top of that, my wife tells me this morning, the person who won the Toyota truck is the husband of someone she works with.
All right. There you go. See, You can find people. You can actually win these things. It actually does happen. Give you some hope
right.
for maybe you winning it someday.
You never know. All right. Speaking of Vegas, I'm going to give you that tie-in because it's a loose tie-in, but it is a tie-in. I can't believe this story I'm reading. I saw it this morning. I'm like, no. And then I'm reading it now, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry, football fans. I'm sorry, Bills fans. But I'll have to break the news to you when we come back here and talk about it on WGR. There you go.
He's saying, I don't know if they let me because he's about to become a part owner with the Raiders. Is that what he's saying?
Correct. Yes.
I
believe there are rules against that. But there was something at the NFL owners meetings where they were talking about how, like, I don't know exactly what the rule is or what they're changing it to. Like, there's something going on with that. But yes, there is a barricade there.
I wanted to make sure. This is all there is, right? Him saying this. There's not more than that. Because when you started setting this up, I got a little bit nervous. I searched Tom Brady on Twitter. Like, did something else happen other than the podcast? And the first thing I saw was from 11 minutes ago, the New England Patriots tweeted out 11 minutes ago, so Tom Brady is coming back, dot, dot, dot. And then space bar, on June 12th. And you can be there. And then whatever. It's like for his Hall of Fame introduction ceremony. So there was about a 2/10 of a second period in the last minute where I thought Tom Brady was coming back to the Patriots for a second because I saw that tweet.
Wow.
Good
tease then. It was a good tease then. It worked. All right. Well, no. He said here on this Deep Cuts with Vic Blends, you just heard that he wouldn't be opposed to it. Picking up the phone. Look, I mean, I think the natural reaction from most people is going to be, oh, come on. What are we doing? Honestly, though, like, I don't know. If I'm a team that needs a quarterback, I don't even know if I want to do that at this point. And if I found out tomorrow that Tom Brady was going to if Aaron Rodgers decided he did want to retire and go into politics, and the Jets said they're going to bring in Tom Brady, or if Tua suddenly there's a contract situation, they trade him, they bring in Tom Brady, or the Patriots say, hey, we need a quarterback and get Tom Brady, I am not at all worried. I have to be honest with you.
Yeah. I wouldn't be worried. I'd be annoyed because I have to think about him again and hear about him again, right? And, you know, what would he be? He just took a year off. He did lead the league in passing the year before, at 45 years old. So
I'll always be in shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball, he said. I believe that. I mean, you know.
I mean, at some point you can't throw the ball anymore.
Yeah.
At some point.
Right, and like I'm out there and I throw the ball with them and I go play flag football. I'm in my 50s. It's not the highest level of sports, but I could see the guy who's been the greatest ever to do it to be able to still do that particular function probably for the rest of his life in some capacity.
Yeah. I guess what's stopping him from playing for the Raiders right now? If he,
the fact
let's say
he's gonna be an owner.
Let's say he is serious at all and he wants to do it. Like, right, the league would have to sign off on it. I think every owner would have to sign off on it. The way I've read that is that he would need unanimous approval from every single owner to do both, to be part owner and the quarterback. Well, if that's the organization that he's in bed with right now, and they don't have anything at quarterback that I see right now, and they're not probably going to get one in the draft, You know, it'll be a little thought in the back of my annoying thought in the back of my mind as long as the Raiders don't have a quarterback, is that guy right now is tight with the owner and is basically in the building and they don't have a quarterback. And now he's out here talking about he could play again. Just, oh, the worst.
Here are some of the headlines that go along with this. Sports Illustrated: Tom Brady not opposed to return, lists Raiders as potential option.
Lists
Las
Raiders.
Vegas Journal Review. Las Vegas Review Journal. Tom Brady says he's not opposed to playing again, mentions Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
NBC Dallas: Tom Brady says he wouldn't be opposed to NFL return and mentions two teams. Yes, that is all true, but
wait,
those headlines definitely make it sound a lot more like that he would come back.
That's right.
Very unlikely this happens.
What was the other team? He mentioned the Raiders and who?
I think the Patriots.
He mentioned New England?
Yeah, I think in that cut, that's what he said,
okay,
right? He said
Patriots. I think I just missed that, yeah. Or omitted that, because I was just the head in my hands. Like, I can't believe this is still...
I know.
This is the most annoying part of Brady is he never hit the wall, right? He never... He hit it, like, he declined, but he never really hit the cliff. He never fell off it. He maybe he approached the edge and kind of looked over the edge and maybe hung from the edge a little bit, but he never dropped. He never fell off the cliff. And because he never fell off the cliff, one, we never just got to see him be terrible. That would have been beautiful. Two, now we have to wonder for eternity two things. One, is he going to come back? Because the last time we saw him, he threw for 4,300 yards, and he wasn't horrible. And two, you'll always have the hypothetical, well, how much longer could he really have played? Could he have played till 50 if he wanted to? Just the worst. I would have loved, why couldn't he have had the ending Manning did? I know Manning won, but the ending Manning did where just the arm fell off and we knew he couldn't throw the football anymore. Like, that
right.
Never happened for Brady.
I know you talked and you referenced the Aaron Rodgers thing, or your tweet was about that. And, you know, I'm glad that Aaron Rodgers, that we didn't see him leave the way he went down last year, right? And he said he actually thought, he did a really revealing podcast recently this week that said he thought it was over. And why wouldn't he, right, at that particular time? I'm glad we didn't see that from Rodgers, though. Mm-hmm. You know, as annoying as he is, Aaron Rodgers, that would not have been a great way for him to go out.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he gets another year for that reason, but he has definitely become, because it used to be Brady, for me at least, and I think for you, he has become the number one most annoying person in the NFL.
Right. Like, he's saying he finds the quickest conspiracy theory he can find on the internet. Yesterday, the thing I tweeted about was that he doesn't believe the president is actually the president and that it's a clone. Like, this is what the Jets quarterback is out here talking about. So, like, dude, I don't know. Just, it's an election year, too. Like, we really think he's not going to be a distraction for the Jets in the fall? He's going to be a distraction for the Jets. This is also ironic, too. He says that he thought that that could be the end of his career. He never talked like that for a second. He was out there the next day saying, guys, I'm going to return before the season's over. You wait. Watch
right,
what
I
do.
Like,
he never sounded like he thought his career was over. He sounded like he was coming back in December.
Joe, did you ever see the movie Dave?
It's
called Dave.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I need you to go watch, because of something you just said, just watch the trailer, Dave, with Kevin Kline during the break, and then we'll come back here and we'll talk about it real quick. Because everything you just said, you'll understand why I'm telling you. The movie Dave with Kevin Kline, go watch the trailer. It was made in 1993. We'll come back here, we'll wrap it up on WGR on the Extra Point Show next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll be right back.
All right, Joe, did you watch the trailer for Dave?
I did. I'm going to watch it at some point soon. Very into
It's a fantastic movie.
So I'm watching the trailer, and I'm like, okay, this movie seems kind of cheesy. But then I'm watching it a little more, like, okay, this actually looks like it's pretty good. But I'm still thinking, like, this is like an early 90s, you know,
yes,
whatever movie. And I go to Rotten Tomatoes, 95%. Like, all right, if the critics love it and then the trailer looks cool, like, all right, I'll watch this movie from 1993. What do I care?
Kevin Kline is a terrific actor, great actor. He's really good. And Sigourney Weaver's in this movie. And it's basically, we're talking, I mean, come on, Aaron Rodgers had to have seen Dave, right, to be talking about the president having a double.
He probably watched
it. Or clone.
He probably watched it this week. He saw Dave for the first
time. He had to see the movie Dave. I'm like, the minute I read that, I'm like, dude, he's stealing the plot from Dave. And he's like, oh, yeah, this is what's going on here.
Right, yeah.
And so the movie Dave, in case anybody doesn't know, I hope a lot of our audience has probably seen it or heard of it, the president of the United States suffers a stroke, so they don't want to alarm the country, so they get a guy who looks like him, who literally would go around, you know, like you go to these parties and someone looks like Elvis, and they get hired to look like Elvis or Marilyn Monroe.
It's like his body double.
Well, this guy, so Kevin Kline would do that, so they literally go to him and go, hey, like, we really need you to be the president. And he becomes the president, and even his wife is fooled, who's Sigourney Weaver. So it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
All right.
He's in what? A Fish Called Wanda? Have you ever saw that one?
No,
Kevin
I haven't seen
in some
that
funny
one.
Movies.
What would be the movie I would know Kevin Kline from? Like, I know Kevin Kline.
Is it Inside Out? Is that the name of it? Ooh, let me see. Which is he has. Let me see his what he's known for. Best Supporting Actor, A Fish Called Wanda is that one. Pirates of Penzance, Silverado. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there's some really good ones here. By the way, I love watching 80s and 90s trailers.
They're a different vibe. I like them too. You got the narrator that's just over top of everything. Yeah, whole different vibe. The trailer for there's like an arm wrestling Sylvester Stallone movie from the 80s. I still can't believe exists. That is like this times 1,000. I don't remember the name of it though. There's an arm wrestling trucker Sylvester Stallone movie. What was the name of it? I didn't watch the movie, but
Over the Top.
Over the Top. It's the most insane trailer I've ever seen in my life. It's insane.
His dad. What I remember about that one is his son. Come on, Dad! Over the top! Over the top! Like that was the big thing, like in the trailer there. In and Out is the film I'm thinking about with Kevin Kline. I really liked as well. If you go watch that one. So, all right, good stuff today. We have Sabres Live coming up. Marty never got back to me on my question. I wonder if he's on Sabres Live. Wants to. Oh, here it is. Oh, real quick. I got it. Marty just got back to me, actually. The question was, what is the responsibility of a goaltender when it's a 6-on-5 fight like last night? I said, shouldn't UPL have grabbed someone? He said, only if it gets out of control. Ovechkin was the one guy not involved in the fight because he knew he was the extra guy. If Ovi got involved, then UPL probably would have also. Okay, thank you, Marty. Now the question remains, if Ovi got involved, would UPL have grabbed Ovi specifically?
I would trust that he would. That if he would, maybe he didn't even realize at the moment that it is 6-on-5 or think about that, and that if after a minute he would go, oh, wait a minute, I should probably get over there and grab somebody.
All right, well, they're going to have more on the game from last night. Sabres Live next, and then One Bills Live, and then Show Up in the Bulldog. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the Masters, everybody. We'll come back at you on Monday on the Extra Point Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.